Welcome to another day. You're starting it under the control of Triple M's Paddy and Rob Palmer. Well, Paddy's never in control, but you'll always be with Actron and Gosford Air.
Look, there's a book out, right? Tammy Kirkness is a Sydney-based life coach and author of a newly released book, The Panic Button Book. There's a big button you hit on it. And to find out more about this book, Tammy joins us this morning. Good morning, Tam.
Hey, Tammy.
Hi, guys. How are you?
It is so good that there's that button there and you just hit it on the book and you go, oh, and everyone knows.
Get some help in here fast.
Yeah. How did you get that in the book?
My publishers were thrilled to put a button on the front of the book, I must say.
It's like those cards. You know those cards you open up and they sing Merry Christmas or Happy Birthday? That is what it's like, isn't it? Isn't it, Tam? Oh, sort of. Sort of.
So now, Tam, in all seriousness.
Yeah, come on. Be serious, man.
Worry and anxiety is a serious thing, and a lot of people experience it, more so these days. How do you turn worry or an anxiety into something positive?
Look, recognising that that's actually what's happening is definitely the first step, and going, oh gosh, I feel like I can't swallow, or my heart is pumping at a million miles an hour. Recognising that is definitely the first step.
Yep.
Tam, do they, you know, people have those worry beads and they carry around those rocks things, you know, all those rocks, and they put them in the hand. Do they actually work, or they just, you know, just... garbage.
Look, they can for some people, you know, we can attribute any kind of meaning to anything.
Right.
They haven't worked for me so far, but, you know, let's not rule them out completely.
Yeah.
Like stress balls.
Yeah, stress balls. Like just stress. Do they actually work?
Well, not for Tam. She just said. But you're listening.
I was. But for some people, Tammy. Oh, this is what Tammy. I'm going to read your book because putting up with Rob Palmer, I bloody need to. Seriously.
Well, there is a whole section on relationships just ready for you.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I remember getting worried. I used to do stuff like little plays and musicals and stuff when I was at school, and I used to get really scared and worried. And it's a different sort of anxiety, but it was still anxiety. But what I found was if I didn't throw up, it actually made you feel a bit better when you're out there doing stuff, because it's sort of, you use your worry as a bit of an ammunition or a fuel.
Well, a certain amount of anxiety is really helpful for us. It puts us into a great mode to be able to function at a high level. But it's when it ticks over that where we feel really rotten and paralysed and stuck that it's no longer helping you on the stage.
Yeah.
Tim, what is the best tip, like, especially in the moment that we're living, COVID, what is the best tip you could give to someone? Because some people really, really are still fearful of going out.
They definitely are. And one thing that I'm seeing actually a huge amount is this online comparison to what other people are doing during this wacky, uncomfortable, weird time. So when we're, one of the things that we can do is, even if it feels tricky and we see somebody else has got an amazing new boat, or they've managed to keep their job or whatever it is to actually take a moment to mentally feel happy for them and almost mentally congratulate them. Otherwise, we feel such icky feelings in our stomach that if we can turn that around, it makes us feel so much better.
Yeah,
and don't compare yourself to other people, I guess. My wife compares me to all of her friends that are doing great things all the time and wonders why I don't. But if you're comparing yourself to other people, you can get upset.
Well, we want to go for connection, not comparison.
Yeah.
So if we can interact and enjoy other people's success, it's going to set us up for feeling much better.
That's right, because Rob's big green-eyed monster gets out all the time. Oh, jealous as.
He's talking about jealousy.
Jealous as. But it is called the Panic Button Book. Now, where can we get it from, Tam? Can we just go online?
You can go online, all good bookstores, Kmart, Target, Big W, Dimex, the lot. It's everywhere.
All right. And from time to time, we might give you a call back and just have a chat, see how things going, huh?
Oh, sounds great. I'd love that.
Oh, good on you, Tammy. Thank
Tammy
you.
Tammy Kirkness, Sydney-based life coach and author of the newly released book, The Panic... Play the theme there, Rob. The Panic Button book. Hey, thanks for joining us, Tam.
Thanks, guys.
Dear boy. See, you get that on the book, by the way. Look, it's so inconsistent, the rules that have been passed down. Like, if you haven't heard this morning, you can't go camping at Bathurst. No. You know, 4,000 people would head up to Mount Panorama each year for Bathurst, but you can't this year, so that's off.
But you can jam 40,000 people into a footy stadium.
That's right.
You can do that. And they're all going to share the same bathroom.
That's right. That's right. Smell a tad.
Oh, boy.
And then, of course, this week, New South Wales police said that in anticipation of the warmer weather and larger gatherings leading up to Christmas, anyone at a private event with more than 20,000 people can now be fined $1,000 each under changes to the public health order in New South
More than
Wales.
20. How many kids are in a classroom usually?
Oh, about 30.
Oh yeah, just check it.
So they'll be raiding schools because and what if you put up a happy birthday. I know, put up a happy birthday banner at school.
No.
What?
You put a blackboard up in the living room.
Oh, so
and you have them all over, and you do some homeschooling.
Yeah. What about at
For
church?
30 of your closest friends.
What about at church? If you have more than 20 people at church on Sunday, because, you know, they have wine there, they get on it sometimes, are they going to be fined $1,000 each?
Oh, yeah, well, you're allowed more than 20 at church, though.
Yeah, but yeah, that's exactly right.
Sorry, okay, right.
That's right.
A little confusing.
That's right.
Anyway, so the big band are onto it.
The big band are onto it. They're looking at how these private events, 20 people or more, now can be fined $1,000 each under changes to the public health order in New South Wales. Triple M Big Band, please put your hands together. They're going to sing about that. Here we go. It is Friday morning.
Party's over here, make a big noise, music in the street, gonna be a big bill today. You got grog by the case, you big disgrace, 20 plus people all in one place. We will find you. We will find you. Buddy, I can see kids, your kids yelling in the house, neighbors in heaven, wanna. You got grog by the case, you big disgrace. Birthday banners all over the place. We will find you. We will find you. Sing it. We will find you. Oh! We will find you.
Take them away, boys.
107.7 Triple M.
Rob, today's the day. Powderfinger.
Your beauty.
New song out.
Oh, bring it.
Yeah, it's called Day by Day. Let's have a listen.
I can just wake up and walk away. I got no time to wait. I take a leap into the fray. Won't stop to say, I'm looking through you. This is where
Oh, they just don't let you down.
No, they don't. And did we want to speak to Bernard? Absolutely not.
Oh, hell no.
Ian?
No.
No. Daz?
No, forget it.
The other John? The bad John?
No, we wanted the good-looking one.
From Australian supergroup Powderfinger, please welcome JC.
John Collins, JC from Powderfinger. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, mate?
Guys, well done.
Yeah.
We're going all right. Who's the worst roommate of the group?
I end up rooming with Hoggy.
Right, okay. Well, because he doesn't snore.
We seem to be the last ones to bed.
Fair enough.
Last one to leave the lobby bar. That's what always happens.
Mate, 20 years. We spoke about it not so long ago, 20 years since Odyssey number 5. Mate, it's just like yesterday.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the whole point. You know, we're looking for material to put on as bonus material for Odyssey number 5, which was celebrated, its 20th birthday a couple weeks ago. And we found some songs, and we thought, Jesus Christ, why don't we put this on a record? So, and then we're looking to put a new record out at some stage later. So we're still working through the tracks and the title and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, really excited to have some new stuff out after 10 years of walking off stage.
So Day by Day was the black sheep of the album. It didn't get on to start with.
Yeah, it didn't get on. Like, I just completely forgotten about the song. And then someone said, what about this song? And Nick the Deer, producer, he was like, guys, I remember this song. Why didn't we put it on a record? We don't know. We might have forgotten about it or so. I don't know. And just, it's a really, it's 2003, I think we wrote it and recorded it. So, I don't know. It just didn't seem to fit on the record at the time. So,
hey, JC, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about how the AFL Premiership's now going to be played in the Gabba, the grand final. And we said, what about
that? I'm trying to get the Melbourne Cup up here as well. I'm trying to get
it. What about, can you confirm or deny, is Powderfinger? We said, what about Powderfinger 2 pre-match entertainment? Surely. Is that a yes or a no?
Look, it's a no. But, Vulture Street, the Gabba is on Vulture Street, so it makes a lot of sense. And I suppose with a lot of activity around the anniversary, it was a sort of natural thing for people to think, but I can guarantee you, not lying, we would not be playing the show.
Got a live music venue, Triffid, in the valley there, Beer Garden
Cafe. Got another one called the Fortitude Musical as well.
Oh, I've got that as well. Mate, how's it been since this lockdown? What are the rules like in Queensland compared to New South Wales? Are they allowing these venues to keep on going?
Oh, look, it's pretty tough. We've got a capacity at the 42 Music Hall, say, at 3,300. Under the current laws, we can have about 480 people there, and they have to be seated and all that sort of stuff. So, look, it's a tough situation. It's, the industry, the industry's been absolutely decimated from this from COVID. It seems to have really affected the music the most.
It kind of turns a rock concert into a garden party, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's it, mate. It's absolutely, there's no crowd, anywhere where there's gatherings it's a really tough call. So look, we're just waiting for, we can't see the end, but we need a vaccine before we get back to normal, I suppose. So yeah, the industry is pretty hurt at the moment. So that's, for me, it's been a really good thing to have, the Odyssey Number 5, the One Night Lonely, and this to focus on outside running the two venues, which, so yeah. Something positive out of 2020.
Yeah, Day by Day. And we've got the video too of Day by Day, which is on YouTube this afternoon, which is great. Looks at the Powderfinger's 20-plus year career.
Yeah, sort of a bit of a daggy dancing. So you'll find Bernard and Fogsy and Darren are the best at it. As I said, I'm the cool guy. I don't do that daggy dancing on camera. So,
of course.
No, it's the sort of stuff that you don't see, that we've never let you see. I think people were pretty serious, but in reality, we're a bunch of bags.
JC, we're president of the club, fair dinkum, and he's the treasurer.
You put yourselves in primary coloured skivvies and you never know where you could go.
That's it. I love it.
Oh, good stuff, JC. Well, it's out today, Day by Day. Mate, thanks for taking time to speak to us today. It's an absolute pleasure to chat with you, and it's still, after 20 years, it's still great to hear you guys still pumping on.
All right, going well, JC.
Right. Hey guys, thanks for the support. I really appreciate it. And all the listeners, thank you for the support for the last 20 years. It's been great. So, hope you like the new song. Thanks, guys.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
Wow, we started this when everyone, remember that time just after every March?
You could blink without seeing COVID all over the place.
Wasn't it? Oh, to the point where it just turned off. So we do other news stories apart from COVID. Yeah. What do you got for us today?
Well, I've got, this is like a public warning, really.
Oh, is it?
Have you ever thrown a battery in the bin?
Yes.
Of course you have.
Oh, well, I didn't know until you told me this story, pal.
Well, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, because I've just got this here, I haven't actually printed it out, but it says, households, stop. Tickling me.
You actually printed it out. So your big fat sausage fingers have to try and scroll down on your phone. Scroll. And your phone, like, it's the size of a postage stamp.
Look.
All right, okay, tell us a story.
Households have been warned against dangerous recycling habit after a street was covered in smouldering rubbish. You know what happened?
Yeah, what
someone
happened?
Put a battery in the bin and the bin went into the truck and then, not the bin, the rubbish, and then the rubbish caught a light.
But
the
was
battery
it,
ignited.
What sort of battery was it? Like a triple A?
Okay, I'm just scrolling. Or was scrolling
it? Will you scroll? I'll talk. No, was it a big battery? Was it a little battery? Was it a
it was.
Yeah. Was it?
It could have been a.
You don't know.
A rechargeable. I do know.
See, a rechargeable battery.
Or lithium ion battery.
That's what I said. Lithium.
It said if they're thrown out, they can spark and start fires.
Didn't know that.
Right? Laptop, mobile phone, power tool, camera batteries fall into this category.
Right. Who has rechargeable batteries? I don't know anyone.
Well, what about your old camera that had the battery that you charge and put back in the camera? What about when that dies? You don't just throw that in the bin.
Oh, yeah.
What about your battery for your cordless drill? You don't just put that in the bin when it's dead? Because they eventually run out of life, right?
Yeah.
So don't put them in the bin because it started a fire in the truck fire.
Yeah, so that's just a warning. Thanks for the warning, mate.
Yeah, that's right.
Could you go and now with the little fluffy dog story, it's over to Paddy.
And now, for the little fluffy dog story to cheer up your morning, it's over to Paddy.
Thank you, Robert. Australia is barking mad for cavoodles, with new research revealing the poodle cross is the most popular pooch in town.
Oh, really?
Yes. But what's happened, massive demand for the designer puppy has seen prices skyrocket, with some breeders charging up to $10,000.
Wow.
Charging up to $10,000, double what they were pre-pandemic. But I'm just for the listeners this morning. Yes.
You did that a lot better than I did mine. Well done.
But I just want to show you the picture for our radio listeners.
Oh.
How cute is that dog? Seriously. With the picture of...
Okay, but he's holding up a picture.
Of a cavoodle.
Of himself.
No, with me and Bearsy, my dog. And my dog, there's a picture of this cavoodle, and my dog, Bearsy, looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
That's why I want to do the story.
Okay, well done.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
No worries. That's it.
107.7 Triple M.
Rob texted me yesterday, last night.
Said, sit up straight, Paddy Gerard.
Which I did. I've just done that. And watch this. It was Social Dilemma. This was on Netflix last night.
When you go to Google and type in climate change is, you're going to see different results depending on where you live and the particular things that Google knows about your interests.
That's not by accident. That's a design technique.
Yes.
You know, just before Father's Day, I was talking to Gwen, my wife, about things I might like. And by the end of the conversation, an ad had come up on my phone for what I was talking to her about for Father's Day.
That's right.
Is that a coincidence?
By the short and curlies.
No. Come on.
Yeah.
How many times are you talking to a friend and Siri answers you?
Yeah, exactly. So just be careful.
If your phone's answering you in the middle of a conversation.
Turn everything off.
This is ridiculous.
Absolutely. And it's the doco on Netflix. And what about this? Did China use social media platforms to trick the world into harsh lockdowns? Well, that's the answer is yes. That's the conclusion of damning forensic report, I should say, by American lawyer Michael Singer.
It's conspiracy week here at Triple M.
Yep. Chinese propaganda and social media behaviour since the start of the pandemic. What do you think of what you saw on the Netflix doco Social Dilemma 132710?
G'day, Liz from Killarney Vale.
Hello, boys from Gosford. How are you?
Oh, we're going all right. It's Friday, so we are as happy as Larry.
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
Yeah, punches in the face. We're still happy today, Lizzie.
Yeah, though I wasn't real happy last night, Liz, because I watched this Social Dilemma show far out.
Same. And it's like, is it just a bit of scaremongering? What really can we do about it? Like,
yeah, Lizzie, we were just talking, Rob and I were just talking about it, and you go, radio's regulated, TV, newspapers, but when it comes to these social media platforms, there's no regulations whatsoever.
No, but we were all warned at the start, weren't you, that once you put it out there, it's out there for good and people can do anything once it's out there. It's not yours anymore once you post it.
Yeah, well, that's
and
true.
I think that's not, people aren't learning that from a young age, parents maybe, or teachers or guidance aren't guiding that into the children, that whatever you put out there isn't yours anymore. You don't own it anymore.
Well, I think what got me worried about things was that it's not so much about what we're putting out there, it's what they're exposing us to. So you don't have a choice as to what gets put in front of you. You don't get to choose who advertises to you. You don't get to choose what you see because they're telling you what you see.
Literally, I looked up something online, Facebook the other day for a girlfriend. Nothing that has anything to do with me. And now my Facebook is just flooded with ads of this item. And it's like, if you just even talk, I think if you talk about something in front of the phone, then you're
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. Flooded with ads.
Absolutely. I looked up heat beads the other day because I
Sure, it was heat beads.
Whatever you're doing. No, what you're doing on the weekends is you leave that to yourself.
No. And next minute, everything on my Facebook is barbecue and heat beads. And it was for another reason. I was
Oh, heat beads for cooking. Right. Okay.
Yeah. And that's what it was. It was heat beads for cooking. Sure. All right, but we will.
You're going to get all sorts of ads now.
Hey, guys, thanks for subscribing and listening to the podcast.
You know what? We're just realising how good this podcast thing is. You can listen to it anywhere you like, whenever it suits you. So go for it.
Anytime, anywhere.
I just said that.
I know, I'm just saying what you said.
Anyway, I reckon it's about time you put your shirt back on. I've got to go.
See you later, guys.
Hooroo.